Our second feature is about the old Rag and Bone Man from days gone by. And it's, again, read by Robin Quine.
Curiosity Corner with antiques expert Andrew Blackall. Not so long ago, the sound of the Rag and Bone Man could be heard throughout Britain. Old Rag and Bone was the cry, harking back to a much earlier time. In the 1960s and even the early 1970s, their transport was the ubiquitous horse and cart. People would bring old scrap items and put them on the back of the cart. Bits of motorcycles, old cabinets, broken spades, all things that the Rag and Bone Man would, could and might just turn into cash. The Rag and Bone Man was also called a bone grubber and totter, hence the expression totting. In the Middle Ages, these totters would actually collect rags and bones. Bones might be used to make glue, or in quack medicine, for example. Towards the end of seeing Rag and Bone Men as a regular sight, Steptoe and Son became a successful TV show based around the lives of a father and son, both Rag and Bone Men to the last. Rag and bone collecting was almost a subculture. Long before councils cottoned on to recycling, here they were making money out of the discarded things that no one wanted anymore. A few owned junk shops too. As the high street sadly deteriorates with so many shops lying empty, these emporiums of stuff that used to be in every town have dwindled to a handful. The thing about them is that among the detritus you might actually find something of value. I have. When I first started in the antique trade, recycling centres were called tips, and at Rushton Tip in Northamptonshire, they used to have containers full of old furniture and pictures, crockery, and all the things that people threw away. There used to be a saying, where there's muck, there's brass. And what few realised was that these containers, when full, would go off to auction. People would have totting rights. This usually included a council licence to go through rubbish and the things left at the tip where the licence holders would nitpick the things of value. Many councils have sadly now banned this practice. In the 90s, I have a network of containers to visit. Yet, before you turn your nose up, those with totting rights were a savvy bunch. Generally, furniture would go to local auctions. More interesting antiques would find their way into catalogued auctions. And once a year, a container would go into Christie's and Sotheby's. Although whether the auctioneers knew from whence the chattels came, I've no idea. In 1994, I heard of a painting someone had thrown into a skip at their local tip, making £25,000. An eye is an eye. No, not an eye for an eye for antiques, I mean. Does it matter whether something of merit, worth a small fortune, was saved from the crusher at a local recycling centre, or purchased from an old rectory in the Shires? Anyway, in the West Country, this practice seems to have vanished. On a recent visit to a recycling centre, I saw a Georgian gilt overmantel mirror smashed to pieces. What a loss. Irreplaceable. It's gone forever. Such a shame. We've all watched the Antiques Roadshow and seen Doris from Milton Keynes gasp at the value of her Chinese vase. You see, that's the thing. People have items of value in their homes that they simply have no idea about. How often people say, oh, I was going to throw it away, but then I saw the valuation day was on and my friend said I should bring it along. They did, and they were amazed, and the audience gasped. All those years ago, I'd pay the man at the tip a few pounds and take away rubbish and put it into auction. A Victorian tollware hat box purchased for £10 makes £90. a set of Minton tiles purchased for £20 makes £160. Of course, their radar went off after a few visits, and up went the prices. Some bin men had totting rights too, fishing out things of value in those pre-recycling days. Those caught rummaging through bins would likely get thumped and warned off. I'm sure to some of you this sounds grubby and insalubrious. Yet at one tip, the licensee drove a Rolls-Royce and lived in an old rectory. I'm sure some might think him a grubby chancer, but I quite admired his industriousness. His children were in private education. He holidayed in the Bahamas twice a year. I'm sure the odd tip still collects antiques. I'm sure many of you remember the horse and cart, then the flatbed truck slowly cruising the streets with the driver calling out, "Old Rag and Bone." Nowadays, every local Facebook lights up 1,000 warnings if anyone is seen asking about scrap metal, etc. I'm sure councils have the best intentions and recycling is the way forward, but antiques will end up in the skip, smashed to pieces and lost. And to me, that's a shame.